Nolte, Horrific Reality of Democrat Policies Red-Pilled America. By John Nolte on November 4, 2021. America got red-pilled over the last year, maybe for a generation, due to the serial failures and horrors of life under Democrat rule. Just look around. Virginia was bluer than Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. His fraudulency Joe Biden won that state just last year by 10 points. Today, it's a red state that will have a Republican governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and statehouse, all previously held by Democrats. In one of the bluest cities in the country, Seattle, a law and order Republican is the new city attorney. In one of the most left-wing cities in the country, the same city where George Floyd was murdered, voters clearly rejected a defund the police proposal. Republicans won a House seat in a Texas district Biden won by 14 points. In New York, the GOP won a record number of school board seats. In Minnesota, one of our bluest states, critical race theory took a drubbing at the school board level. Hispanic and Black Americans are moving towards the GOP. And on and on. It's impossible to overstate the significance of what happened Tuesday night. As I laid out yesterday, there are plenty of reasons for what happened. But it comes down to one thing, the brutal reality of how Democrat policies affect everyday people red-pilled the county. We've seen this before. For an entire generation, between 1968 and 1992, Democrats only won the presidency once. The reasons were clear. Democrats put the country through hell in the 60s and became the soft-on-crime party, the weather underground party, the high tax, school busing, weak-on-foreign policy, urban blight party. Well, here we go again, only now the Democrats' utopian vision is even more terrifying. National Democrats want to tax you by the mile, flood the country with unvaccinated illegal aliens and force you to get vaccinated. They want to return us to the dark ages of wind and sun power, pour trillions into an economy already overheated with record inflation, require you to pay slavery reparations and someone else's college education, and then force you to pretend an ugly man in a dress as a woman. Local Democrats want to literally mask your children and then poison and defile them with racial hatred, gay porn, anti-Americanism, and transsexual voodoo. The Democrats who hold the levers of cultural power have embraced the fascist cancel culture, turned the news media into a dangerous and violent propaganda machine, and destroyed things like sports and movies that once unified us. And all of them, everyone on the left, champion and encourage deadly race riots at the hands of their own personal brown shirts, the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa. In just 2 years, voters have seen the catastrophic and undeniable results. An explosion in violent crime. School boards covering up the rape of a child to protect their demonic transsexual agenda. Millions of children in blue cities lost a crucial year of socialization and education due to unnecessary school closures. A supply chain that stalled in a White House and media who ridicule the public's concern. Hundreds of Americans held hostage in Afghanistan. An explosion in energy and food prices. An economy that's almost certainly moving into recession. Homeless crises, border crises, and a full-throated assault on civil liberties, free speech, and free expression by the left-wing fascists in media, big tech, and corporate America. Voters gave Democrats power. And the results are jaw-dropping. They've destroyed our cities, wrecked our economy, and worst of all, come for our children's innocence with porn and drag queen story hours and allowing men into your daughter's locker room. With new media every bit as powerful as the corrupt establishment media, Americans could not be gaslighted. They have seen the truth, and the truth is so stark, so undeniable, so morally perverted and wrong, even in Seattle and Minneapolis. Even where Biden won by double digits, people, most especially parents, finally said, enough. This was inevitable. For years I've tried to reassure everyone a backlash was coming. So much of what Democrats believe in today is a naked violation of human nature. No free people will ever choose to live like this. Believe me, Democrats are on the precipice of another generational defeat. Only this time it will not just be at the presidential level. It will be at every level. Top to bottom. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.